I think the government is right to the extent that the statistics they gave was even grossly inadequate. Inadequate in the sense that a very curious look at what is happening in Nigeria, especially in the northern fringes of the country, suggests that the percentage of people who are living in absolute poverty perhaps is far more than 70%. And I even want to challenge the authenticity of the figures given by the Office of Statistics to the extent that it has grossly underestimated the actual percentage of Nigerians that are living in absolute poverty.
Professor, then let me ask you, you have a country that is an oil-producing country with lots of money available from oil. How is this possible?
Well, it speaks about the level of corruption in governance, the level of inability of people in various positions of authority to apply public resources in the right direction in the area of the provision of basic infrastructure that will support life and economic activity. We have been having problems with corruption in this country, and I think corruption is responsible, and corruption is defined in terms of the inability of governance to be meaningful and responsible to the earnings and the aspirations of the people. So this huge gap, in my view, more than any other thing else, explains why the level of social crisis, why the level of political instability, why politics in Nigeria has continued to remain a matter of life and death. Because people see it as an economic venture. By the time you ascend to any political position, then, of course, you have a hand on the national resources, and then you plunder it the way you want to plunder it. You don't deploy it in the services of the people. You don't deploy it in the right direction that will help in alleviating the difficulties and problems that the majority of the citizens find themselves in.
Professor, then, is there a regional disparity in this level of poverty in Nigeria? Because I'm reading a story here quoting former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who says Monday in Nigeria that poverty was behind the religious violence that is tearing Nigeria apart. Is there a regional disparity?
In Nigeria, there's a very sharp dichotomy between the northern and southern part of the country. Yes, the north is more in number, but then the level of the education of the people of Nigeria of northern extractions is far below the level of the education that people in the southern part of the country have. And of course, right from colonial period, the bulk of the national economy is really tilted and controlled by the middle class and the upper class from the southern part of this country, to the extent that out of perhaps every 10 naira that you have in this country, 8 is controlled by the southerners. What the colonial masters did was to create more of economic class in the southern part of the country and creating political class of people who take over administration in the northern part of Nigeria. This basically was a fault line that was created by colonial administration. And it has not only been sustained, but it has been expanded upon over time to the extent that the level of mass poverty in the north is endemic, while it is less in the southern part of the country.